USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The U.S. will end its long military involvement in Afghanistan.
But only the Afghans have the right and responsibility to leave their country. And that more and endless American military force could not create or sustain a durable Afghan government.
Speaking at the White House, President Biden noting the U.S. and our allies entered Afghanistan nearly 20 years ago after the 9/11 terrorist attacks. European Union regulators claim the benefits outweigh the risks when it comes to the Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine. This comes after the FDA and CDC asked states to pause the use of the single-dose vaccine due to blood clots in 6 women who received it. The European Medical Agency saying they're investigating those cases and will decide if regulatory action is needed. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
Vice President Kamala Harris said on Wednesday she has no plans to visit the U.S. southern border, but she's looking forward to a trip soon to Mexico and Guatemala to address the core causes of the surging illegal immigration from Central America.
A large part of our focus is diplomatic in terms of what we can do in a way that is about working with these countries. So, for example, I have talked with the President of Mexico, the President of Guatemala. We have, probably saying too much, but we have plans in the works to go to Guatemala as soon as possible, given all of the restrictions in terms of COVID and things of that nature.
Harris speaking at a roundtable discussion regarding immigration on Wednesday. A Burleson, Texas police officer is in stable condition after being shot multiple times during a traffic stop. The suspects fled the scene and are still on the loose. Burleson Police Chief Billy Cordell saying they have lots of promising leads. The Texas Rangers are leading the investigation. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Senate Republicans believe President Biden's foreign policy is making America less safe.
As Iran prepares to start enriching uranium to levels near bomb-making capabilities, Republican Senator Lindsey Graham on Fox News says the president's foreign policy blunders is making America less safe.
Joe Biden's become an incredibly destabilizing American president. He took a border that was pretty calm and turned it into chaos. The Mideast had been transformed on Trump's watch, where the Arabs were working with the Israelis and had Iran in a box. He's taken Iran and let them out of the box. They're talking about enriching uranium at 60% now, which is a direct threat to the existence of the state of Israel. The Russians are challenging him in the Ukraine, and now he is withdrawing forces in Afghanistan against sound military advice.
90% enrichment is what's needed to make a nuclear weapon. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
American Airlines is adding 150 new flights this summer as more people get vaccinated for COVID-19. American will be operating at 90% capacity for domestic flights compared to summer 2019. American hoping they will get more people to travel for the summer season since its first quarter capacity was down more than 43%. Competitors like United and Delta have also added flights to destinations with outdoor attractions like beaches and mountains. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.